Blog Talk Radio.
CM Punk is all lead, and welcome to WrestleThread. I am your host, Julian Bryer, the King. You can call into the show if you want today by dialing 516-531-9637. Again, 516-531-9637. Going to talk about CM Punk's return and WWE SummerSlam, but first we're going to get to CM Punk's last night. If you don't know by now, CM Punk returned to pro wrestling after 7 years being on the sidelines, whether that was acting or being part of the UFC. CM Punk finally returned to wrestling and, man, got one of the biggest pops you could imagine from the crowd. One of the biggest pops in, I guess, of the century. And longest pop century. Punk didn't do clobber in time, but first thing he did was kneel on the stage, and man, just the fans were loving it. Fans are loving it so much that CM Punk literally hugged some fans, even dove into a crowd. Heck, one fan even cried. It was such a great time seeing CM Punk back on episode of wrestling itself. He had some gray hairs now, but hey, he says he's here for the long term. He's here for Wednesdays, Fridays, and AEW even made the announcement that CM Punk will be appearing on Dynamite Live. CM Punk, first thing he said when he was on the mic, made a reference to Britt Baker and how well of a pop she had when she returned to Pittsburgh, her hometown, last week. Talk about a nice reference there by CM Punk. Also went into his former company, former employer, WWE. He said he was never going to get better if he had stayed in that place that first got him sick in the first place. So CM Punk was glad to get that off his chest. And he also talked about the young talent in the back, passion he had, and the same passion he shared with them when he was a young wrestler. It was just an amazing night. I was so glad to playing. My initial reaction, I just was going nuts. Yeah. It's just what we need in wrestling right now. And he said the other day, wrestling is a punch in the dick. It needs a punch in the dick, for sure. And I agree for sure. Will this move the needle? I definitely believe so. For wrestling, CM Punk is scheduled to face Darby Allin at AEW All Out. I'm glad that they didn't chase him right away into the title picture, getting Omega so soon. I expect, though, down the line, they will maybe let Punk touch that or whatever. Who knows? Hopefully Adam Hangman Page can get his shot at the world title at All Out. But I'm not here to talk about AEW All Out. Punk, is now All Elite. Now All Elite, and he even walked away by saying, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to put it, but he just said, I don't remember what he said when he said it, but he just said, you guys are gonna walk away free with ice cream bars, essentially. So I thought that was pretty cool too. So everyone did walk away home with ice cream bars after watching CM Punk for a party. Jurassic. In the main event, John Moxley, Daniel Garcia. So, it was great to see Punk, but if you want to call in the numbers to the show is just slogged me out. Sorry, I just got logged out of Blog Talk, so. I'll log myself back in and give you guys the number. Give me 1 second. But what do you guys think of Punk? You can even put your or share your thoughts in the chat room. We'll talk chat room. All right, now I'm logged back in. If you want to give a call into the show number is 516-531-9637. Again, 516-531-9637 is the number. But again, on to SummerSlam. SummerSlam, who knows, been the last night on Rampage, but tonight the SummerSlam is live from Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas, Nevada. Just going to give you my predictions and thoughts here, but first match, Nikki A-A-S-H versus Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. I think Nikki is going to hold on to the title. I think she really has a good backing and find a way to win against two fierce opponents who have a good history, Rhea Ripley being having a good history in Down NXT, going up against Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania before Charlotte Flair being a multi-time world champion, women's champion, world women's champion. She could very well win, but I'm going to go with Nikki M-A-S-H. AJ Styles and Omos against RK-Bro. I think everyone's rooting for RK-Bro to win. But Omos is the is a monster. And it's tough to overcome that kind of obstacle there. But I think front of the titles are taking off AJ Styles and Omos. I'm going to go with RK-Bro here. And I think maybe after the match, AJ Styles and Omos finally split up. I think AJ Styles maybe gets into a argument with Omos, and Omos leads to choke slamming AJ Styles. Next match, Eva Marie with Doudrop against Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss and Eva Marie. I think WWE really wants to push Eva Marie here. So I think Eva Marie will come out on top here. Jinder Mahal versus Drew McIntyre. It's a really interesting match because their roots go back to 3MB and being friends. Jinder Mahal said this past week he was more of a dominant champion than Drew McIntyre, and I believe he may be correct, but not by popular opinion, but I believe he is more of a dominant champion than Drew McIntyre. Drew just wasn't able to find that heel role prolonged, and no, the fans turned clean on him. So I just think it's not Drew's fault that his run just wasn't good, considering there was no crowd and no crowd for his WrestleMania moment at WrestleMania 36 at the Performance Center. So if I had to predict this match, however, I'm probably going to have to say Drew McIntyre. WWE wants to push Drew McIntyre hard here, so I'm going to go Drew McIntyre here. They want to push Drew McIntyre hard to face, so I'm going to go Drew McIntyre here. Getting on to the next match. Trying to see here. Sheamus against Damian Priest. Damian Priest, I'm really impressed by. And I hope Vince is too, but Damian Priest, Damian Priest doesn't have a bad record in going up against the United States champion Sheamus. I think it's going to be a good back and forth match, but if I had to choose who's going to win, probably going to have to go with Damian Priest. And who knows if Damian Priest pulls out the bird kick like he did past week on Monday Night Raw. Edge versus Seth Rollins. This is probably the toughest one here, toughest to predict. I think Seth Rollins wins this one. Edge gives the rub to Seth Rollins, and Seth Rollins takes a win. Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks. This should be a good one. Sasha Banks gets her WrestleMania rematch against Bianca Belair at SummerSlam. But I see Belair winning. Usos against Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio. Mysterio's really wants the titles real bad, so I'm going to go with the Mysterios. Lashley and Goldberg. Try to keep Lashley on top here over the fifth guy in Goldberg, so we'll go with Lashley. And finally, the main event here, Roman Reigns against John Cena. Roman Reigns is not going to allow John Cena to surpass the Ric Flair's record. And no, Roman Reigns is killing it right now, so I don't see his reign ending anytime soon. Unless someone from SmackDown finally stand up to the plate and go after Roman Reigns' title. So I see Roman Reigns retaining. And with that, we're out of time. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And peace out.